says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out, and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace.
Say grace.
We say ma'am.
We say ma'am.
Into that, we don't give a damn.
Sounds like the League of the South to me.
Hey,
folks, welcome to our last hour. I'm James Kelso. You're listening to a program sponsored by the American Freedom Party. And this show's live, so we look forward to you calling in this last hour. Lines are open, 800-313-9443. And if you've never called the show before, come on in. We'd love to take your call. And I want to just maybe spark your thoughts and with a couple of things that have happened in the recent hours and in the last day in the Trump phenomenon and in the world of the American Freedom Party and Patriot Cause. The couple thing, I have a few things here stacked in my, I've always got a stack of more things than we can use in the show. One is an Ann Coulter article I want to get to entitled How the Establishment. This one's dated Pearl Harbor Day. How the Establishment Will Try to Destroy Trump. And I'll read that. I'll give you her last sentence just to whet your appetite. Trump is down to his last wish from Aladdin. He can impress the New York Times or he can make America great again, but he can't do both. So now how did she get to that sentence? So Ann Coulter's had a few articles where she's openly worrying about, you know, what will happen to the man she wrote about in her book, In Trump We Trust, E Pluribus Awesome. This is a biography that she rushed through at a key moment in the Trump campaign. Ann Coulter was just coming on fast and furious to help the Trump campaign. And the of course, she worries a lot that Trump will be hornswoggled by the usual suspects who will try to sabotage what he's all about. I'm not as afraid of this. I don't worry as much as Ann Coulter, but I sure respect her for worrying. And we do know this. Ann Coulter is read by Donald Trump. So I think part of what she's doing in her columns, I think she knows she's being read by Donald Trump. And so I think she wants to get his attention. I think she's stating her case very strongly. Here, I'll give you a little of this. She says, the New York Times is in total opposition to Trump's stated goal to make America great again. Trump has got to know, not next year, but by 5 p.m. today, that anyone pursuing his agenda will incite rage, insanity, and spitting blood from that newspaper. Oh, I like that. There's a long and tragic history of Republicans who won the war but lost the peace by trading results for respectability. And then she gives the example of the first President Bush not only promised not to raise taxes, but also laid out the steps Democrats would take to get him to break that promise. Quote, "And the Congress will push me to raise taxes," unquote, Bush said in his iconic 1988 convention speech. "And I'll say no, and they'll push, and I'll say no, and they'll push again, and I'll say to them," remember this quote, folks, "read my lips, no new taxes."
I remember.
Coulter writes, "He was a good prognosticator. Congress did exactly as he'd anticipated, but instead of saying no, Bush caved." That betrayal cost the GOP its most popular issue. One writer said, "The GOP gave up a political weapon so fearsome that it had destroyed three Democratic presidential candidates in 12 years. I'm skip a little bit through her column. And she says, "Trump has just annihilated 16 far more experienced Republican rivals, annihilated the Clinton machine, annihilated the entire media, Hollywood, and Wall Street complex by raising the one issue no other politician would touch, putting America's interests first on immigration." What promise do you think they want Trump to break? Luckily for the country, Trump doesn't seem obsessed with what the elites think of him. But his advisors include just the type of Republicans whose second-tier law schools make them particularly susceptible to the cheap respectability of establishment media approval. Trump has been a politician for only a little more than 1 year. He has no experience with the tricks that will be played to get him to betray voters on his signature issue. Manifestly, if anyone in Washington seriously wanted to build a wall, deport illegals, return criminal aliens to their own countries, end the anchor baby scam, and prevent jihadists from immigrating here to kill Americans, it would have been done already. Now get this, this is really important. And remember, Donald Trump's reading this. I'm sure he reads Ann Coulter. "Nearly every promise Trump made on immigration is 100% within the power of the president. For example, it is already the president's job as commander-in-chief to protect our borders. It is already the Department of Defense's job to build border walls. It's already the law that citizenship is not acquired by being born on U.S. soil to an illegal alien. No Congress has ever passed such a law, nor has the Supreme Court so ruled. It is already the Secretary of State's duty to rescind visas from countries that refuse to take their criminals back. It is already the president's job to prohibit the entry of any class of immigrants he deems, quote, detrimental to the interests of the United States, unquote. It is already the president's job to remove immigrants who commit crimes, entered our country through fraud. That is every single refugee. Or are in the country illegally, or who become public charges. None of those things have ever been done before for one reason. The entire Washington establishment is unalterably opposed to enforcing our immigration laws." And this is interesting what she says here. "Trump will have no trouble enacting the rest of his agenda. If congressional Republicans are good for anything, it is to repeal Obamacare, cut taxes and regulation, confirm good judges, and protect the Second Amendment. No one but Trump would have done it, but not even Nancy Pelosi is going to attack Trump for keeping jobs in America. Only when it comes to immigration will Trump be Gary Cooper, out there all alone against every powerful entity in America." Which Gary Cooper is he referring to? Is that Sergeant York? I don't know. "Out there all alone against every powerful entity in America." Oh, no. What movie was that? That was, well, I'll think of it in a minute. just as he was during the campaign. On immigration, Trump will be furiously opposed by Democrats, Republicans, the permanent bureaucracy, the Chamber of Commerce, George Soros, the Wall Street Journal, in fact, the entire media. Now, this is great, folks. And George, give me your best guess. The entire media, except four web pages. I wonder what four she's thinking of. Six bloggers and five talk radio hosts.
I think I could probably guess them.
Yeah. And then she says, and that's just off the top of my head. So, folks, Ann Coulter is really laying it down here. I would love to see what, you know, how she fills those in. But the opposition to Trump is so immense in the media. He'll even be opposed by his own handpicked UN ambassador. That's Nikki Haley, the former governor of South Carolina, current governor. It's an amazing fact that at the 2016 State of the Union, both the Democratic president's address, Obama, and the Republican governor's response, Nikki Haley, attacked candidate Trump's immigration proposals. There's a reason millions of Americans were showing up at Trump's rallies chanting, "Build the wall," and not "End Obamacare, cut taxes, save the Second Amendment," or any other slogan that could have been chanted just as easily at a Jeb rally. There are only a handful of people in the entire country with the knowledge and ability to enforce our immigration laws. Any cabinet appointees likely to impress the New York Times aren't going to get it done. They won't have to expressly defy Trump. They just won't do it. And I'll skip a little bit. This is also good. And then apparently she really likes Chris Kobach of Kansas, I believe. Chris Kobach. I think he's the Attorney General of Kansas. But she really likes him. So she wants him to nominate Chris Kobach. And there you go. That's Ann Coulter's latest offering. We've got a couple of callers here, Tom in Utah and Jason in Boston. Let's go first to Tom. You're on the air in Utah.
Fucker passed me up.
Yes.
I was the only caller. Just you.
Oh.
Now there's two in front of me.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Did I skip somebody? Let me see. I'm sorry. Am I hearing Joel in Wisconsin?
Am I there?
Yeah. Is this Joel?
Yes.
Yeah, it's my fault. I didn't see your name on my screen.
Oh.
Go ahead, Joel.
Okay, you brought up 911 was an inside job, and I was just wondering, just like architects and engineers pretty much know for a fact that Building 7 couldn't come down the way the official story says it does, there are also experts in the aviation field, and the architects and engineers should know this too, that aluminum airplanes cannot shear off steel beams. And I was wondering, what percent of the people in the 911 truthers believe that no airplanes crashed into the towers in New York?
Well, as in any legal case, you go with your strongest evidence. You cherry pick it, Joel. So you don't introduce to a jury, every conceivable argument against the defendant. You introduce that one argument that convicts the defendant. And so the smoking gun, the issue that's just so, you've raised another issue. You don't need, like in a murder conviction, you don't need to show that the defendant hit the victim or robbed the victim. If you can show that the murder suspect, the defendant, shot the victim, it's over. You don't need to know any other lesser crime is beyond, is beside the point. And in the case of 9/11, Joel, it's World Trade Center 7. That's the one that the other side can't explain. That's the one that the establishment can't explain. How did that building at free fall speed just collapse upon itself? A 47 story immense skyscraper just pancaked on itself. And there's all, I mean, there's 100 other things that are suspect in both world, the towers 1 and 2, they don't make sense. The planes alone, bringing them down, they were designed. They were designed to take not one impact by a jet airliner, but multiple impacts. So none of the engineers buy the idea that the airliners even that caused even 1 and 2 to collapse on their own, again, at free fall speed.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Sure, sure.
Do you believe that airplanes crashed into the towers?
Well, you know, I'm trying to remember. This is embarrassing to me. I got a phone call once this is when I was actually the administrator of David Duke's office. And I was sitting there at the computer, and I got a phone call from an airline captain who actually, in his flight log, he captained two of the planes that flew on 9/11, that crashed in 9/11. He flew two of them, one for United and one for American Airlines. And I'm going to remember his name. It's just going to come to me in a second here. Oh, my goodness. But before the end of the show, it's going to come to me. I can't believe I've forgotten his name. But I talked with him for a long time on the phone. And this is a man who sat in the pilot seat of two of those planes. And he's a 9/11 truther. And he's out there. He's on the web. I'll bet he's on the website of Richard Gage. I'm sure he is. He is, in fact, on that website. And his name is going to come to me in a second.
John Lear?
No. It's a German name. It's got three syllables, I think. Oh, my goodness. But he said, for instance, the plane that supposedly flew into the Pentagon, he said the maneuver that we're supposed to believe that plane did, he said, would be impossible for the most advanced professional airline pilot. It would be an impossible maneuver. And for these clowns who couldn't take off a Cessna at their Florida supposed flight training schools, it's just unimaginable that happened. And
I agree with that. But 9/11 started with an airplane crash, and it was a supposed attack. If he could prove that, we'd go the other way around. The official story cannot prove that any airplanes did crash. So if there was no airplanes, then there was no attack. And that is more serious than how Building 7 came down, as far as I'm concerned. And you didn't answer my question whether you believe an airplane crashed into the towers or not.
Yes, I believe. Yes, I do. I do believe an airplane went into Tower 1 and an airplane went into Tower 2.
And have you examined the evidence? Have you examined the evidence?
Of course I have.
You can watch that. James Kelso, member of Mensa, can watch that footage of an airplane crashing into the second tower, and you can tell me that you believe that.
Well, now, Joel, hang on. Now, I love you, brother, but let me just give you a caution here, okay? One of the ways, and I'm not making fun of what you're saying in any way, but one of the ways that people who, this is standard practice, in is to put out some kind of a theory that actually is not based on facts. And that, I'll give you an example. One of the things put out was somebody said they thought there was a rocket. There's a rocket under one of the planes, and this rocket was shot into the building. Put out something that's ridiculous. In other words, in order to destroy evidence that's obvious and true, put out something ridiculous that then, by discrediting that ridiculous thing, you discredit the whole thing. So here's what I'm cautioning you.
I understand that, James, but I'm talking about the official story. If the official story is ridiculous, then it's not very hard to take it apart.
Okay, well,
I know about all those other false flag things where
okay,
they
I see what
put
you're
the
saying.
Rocket on. Yeah,
but Jason,
story.
Those pictures, those pictures of the exact profile of an airliner, you can see the engine holes, you can see the fuselage and the wing holes at an angle right through that building with people standing in those holes. Boy, that sure looks like an airplane to me, Jason. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with you and Joel in Indiana right after that.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with three shots from the rear and one shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. What I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see. What I hate is what I hate.
And that's you out there. Now, I'm going to...
Always will.
I've got a comment coming here from George, and let me just check my callers. I've got Jason in Boston and Joe in Indiana. George, you got a comment?
I do. I sure hope Donald Trump doesn't get bogged down in 911 too much. I want him to close the southern border. Start with that. Did want to mention 911. You know, that's the ultimate topic in conspiracy space. Everyone's got an opinion. Just want to mention the two books I'm holding in my hand. Yes, I went out and bought my own copies. So we're not all of us are You know, we have an opinion. Some of us have at least attempted to read. There's a lot of material on this. A book that just got sold by American Free Press, which is a fabulous publication. It's called America Nuked on 9-1-1. Dr. Jim Fetzer and a few other people, it's 440 pages long. The index itself is 12 pages. And, you know, the information in this, everyone's got an opinion. There's four chapters in here, who was responsible and why. There's another one called What Happened on 9-1-1. Part four, New York was nuked on 9-1-1. The Pentagon, what didn't happen on 9-1-1. The 9-1-1 crash sites, and then the myth of nanothermite. This man takes exception with this other book by Christopher Bolin, also 400 pages long, Solving 9-1-1, The Deception That Changed the World. And there's now an online version that has about 300 photographs in there. And these books are in tremendous agreement about many, many things about 9-1-1. About the only thing they don't agree on is what type of explosive was used to destroy the buildings, and maybe some details about what happened to the planes and the crews and the people. It's unfortunate that we don't have a daily 9-1-1 show with these people on RBN. It hasn't happened. Maybe weekly would be nice, but you know, we could, we don't want to have to beat each other black and blue. It's not a personal opinion whether I or anyone thinks that a plane hit the 911, hit one of the buildings. And we shouldn't even be talking about that. It's Donald Trump time. But I bring it up in that these books are available. I mean, they're books. They're published. They have publishers. People paid a lot of money to put them together, have photographs in them, and, you know, AE 911 engineers. I subscribe to their stuff. So, you know, that's central to 9-1-1 conspiracy. Mr. Trump was certainly, you know, there. I was in one of the cities, I won't tell you which one, on 9-1-1, and I could see the smoke. So, please, let's not beat each other black and blue over details of 9-1-1. It's going to be difficult. I hope I live long enough to see it really unraveled. Personally, personally. If the people who really did this ever come to, you know, their just desserts, there'll be many thousands of them. And yes. Some are in government, some are in private. There's all sorts of people. People that are very respected right now will become not respected. Let's let Donald Trump do his job first. You know, close the borders, fix immigration. I'm glad Ann Coulter talked about that. I mean, if he doesn't do that, then this whole thing's been a waste of time. But
let me give you,
I get a
George,
little ruffled taking a beating over the details of 9-1-1. It's hard to do in the current climate.
And I've got the name, folks. It's Captain Russ Wittenberg. I'll be right back with that and endorsing what you just said, George, in just a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along, before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work and still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good?
Oh, we're working to make sure they're not over for good. We're back with our in our last half hour of programming, and let's see, engineer, I'm looking for your notes here to me on who all is still waiting in line to talk. We got Joe in Indiana. Do I have that right? And Tom, Jason, and Joe. So we'll go to you in just a moment. I just, folks, before the break, I remembered the name of the airline pilot that I spoke to back in, was about 2006. I must have spoken with him. His name is Captain Russ Wittenberg. And to answer the question of the caller there that's concerned about other, you know, other issues and so on related to 9/11, I recommend another website to you, Pilots for 9/11 Truth.org. And the number one name on this website is Captain Russ Wittenberg. 30,000 plus total flight time, 30,000 hours. He flew two of the planes that crashed on 9/11. He flew 707, 727, 37, 47, 57. That's Donald Trump's plane. 767, 777, DC-8, L-1049, Learjet, 24, L-188, ground instructor, advanced ground instructor, instrument, flight engineer, Pan Am and United. I got that wrong. It wasn't American. Pan Am and United, U.S. Air Force, over 100 combat missions flown. Let me give you another one. I mentioned he flew a Learjet. Another person, a pilot for 9/11 Truth, John Lear, the son of Bill Lear, the creator of the Learjet Corporation, with more than 40 years of flying, 23 type ratings, including 727, 707, etc., rated in these very planes. I'll give you another one. There's a lot of them here. Lieutenant Colonel Shelton Lankford, U.S. Marine Corps, 303 combat missions. Folks, these people don't buy the 9/11 bunk. And the central thing that doesn't work is the non-explanation. There is no explanation for the fall of World Trade Center 7, WTC 7. I'll give you one more name. Colonel Robert Bowman, president of the Institute for Space and Security Studies, executive vice president of Millennium Corporation, retired presiding bishop, presiding archbishop of the United Catholic Church, 101 combat missions in Vietnam. He directed all of the Star Wars programs under Presidents Ford and Carter, recipient of the Eisenhower Medal, the George F. Kennan Peace Prize, President's Medal of Veterans for Peace, the Society of Military Engineers Award of Merit. He has six air medals. He's a PhD. Come on, he's piling on in aeronautics and nuclear engineering from Caltech. He chaired eight major international conferences, one of the country's foremost experts on national security, and he was an independent candidate for president of the United States in the year 2000. Colonel Robert Bowman. Why haven't we heard more about this man? Wait till he gets into a private conversation with Donald Trump. Pretty impressive man there, George.
Well, I'm enjoying it. Captain Ruttenberg, I'm just reading his main website. In one sentence, he says, the speed of the alleged planes that struck the towers and how it would have been impossible for jets to have been going at the speed that matched the videos that we were shown on our television sets. So, yes, and I agree with caller. So all this stuff is up for grabs. It's a talk about something that the other side's frightened about. Donald Trump's about to become the president. He might not protect all these people. There's all sorts of folks here that could be implicated by 911. You know, we had 1,000-page books written about it and fancy captains and colonels who are ready to go and tell the story. That could tear – well, I hope I live long enough to see it, James. It'll be interesting to see.
And folks, to give the due to our caller there, Wittenberg seems to be endorsing the idea that maybe planes didn't go into those towers. So I'll back up and let me tell you this. My take on it is this: what people like Colonel Bowman says and Captain Russ Wittenberg, I'm listening to these guys. A guy that flew those planes, a guy that was guys that were in charge of accident investigation. I'm looking at these bios at pilotsfor911truth.org. Go to that website and look at it. It's like Architects and Engineers, ae911truth.org. Here's another name that will be familiar to many of you, Joel Skousen. I know I cut my teeth in the right-wing movement studying a guy named Cleon Skousen, who must be his father or grandfather. Joel Skousen, U.S. Marine Corps fighter and attack pilot in Vietnam, 1,000 hours in the air, in F-4s, A-4s, there's John McCain's plane, F-9s, commercial pilot, multi-engine rating, and they're just on and on, these distinguished people. We haven't heard the criminals, the sleaze in the controlled media, have kept these people off the air. Any one of these men would make an incredible interview on Nightline or, you know, 60 Minutes. Incredible. These are great men with great achievement and with a lot to say. Instead, we get to hear from Bill Kristol. Endless blathering from this turkey Bill Kristol. But under Donald Trump, what does Donald Trump respect? He respects people people of great achievement. He respects great people. These men will be listened to by President Trump. And this goes across the whole spectrum, folks, of, you know, all of these military folks. A lot of these people I just mentioned, they're military folks that haven't been listened to. Would George Bush give any of these guys the time of day? No, don't forget about it. Bill Clinton, you know.
Barack Obama.
Forget about it. These people had no audience. There was no one. What did Donald Trump say? He said, I'm the messenger. He said, I'm listening to you. So he's listening to us, and he's a messenger. So, my gosh, let me squeeze in a couple more phone calls here before we run out of time. And engineer, kind of refresh me on who's current in line here. And let me go to somebody I know. Oh, Tom in Utah, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned Cleon Skousen. If you go onto my website, tomrogers.org, you will see Cleon with me. Cleon was one of my patients, I should say, or victims, I usually call it. But he was also a mentor and a very good friend. Joel Skousen, I'm familiar with, too.
Is
what
he a
I
grandson?
Wanted to tell you,
yeah.
What's that?
Is Joel a grandson or a son?
A grandson.
Okay.
As best I know. But anyway, I actually was married in 1969, and I ended up living in Jersey City. I worked for Western Electric, that's part of the Bell system, and we had the project of producing and installing the switching equipment for the telephone systems, the communication systems in the towers.
Wow.
So I was in that structure as it was being put together as a, you know, as a skeleton and until all the skin was on. But September 11th of 2001, I was sitting at my desk here in Utah, had the TV on, and when the first plane hit the tower, allegedly, it grabbed my attention. So I sat spellbound as I watched my buildings being destroyed. The first thought that entered my mind as I saw that, you know, the depiction of that second airplane hitting, I said, oh, there goes the economy. Then, after I thought about it, I said, oh, at this time of day, those buildings are with full complement. And I said, there goes between 3,000 and 5,000 of my friends in a heartbeat. By the way, in my education, which at the University of Utah and there and other universities, I earned my money for that working for Whitmer Brothers. And guess what we did? We put in explosives and wired buildings to drop them. When I saw those buildings coming down, the first thought at that point was not about the economics or the loss of life, but I said in my mind, these guys are damn good. What was I referring to? Since I'd worked in building demolition, we took down buildings in Las Vegas, you know, casinos and hotels and in Salt Lake, same. I said, those buildings presented to me as a former worker in building demolition the most perfect wiring job you could ever imagine. So
wow! Now you know it's an honor to have you calling in here. Let me look back to your. Are you Tom in Utah?
I'm Tom in Utah. I'm the very same one who identified the poisoning of 34 million. I've been trying to get you to review Gassing America. You remember me talking to you about that?
Yes, I do. And I forgive me for the limitations of my puny brain, but I want to remember you, Tom in Utah. I want to remember you. And help me out by the story you just told is remarkable, and I'm sure you've got a lot more to fill in on that. I hope you. It's an honor to have you in our audience, but I hope you call in. You're a guest. You're an interview, sir. I hope you call in with your thoughts on this and other topics. And by the way, while you were talking, I looked up your mentor, Cleon Skousen, and somewhat mine, too. By the way, just to give you a kind of a Utah story, my fourth great-granduncle is Brigham Young. His older sister, Rhoda Young, who probably changed his diapers, Rhoda Young is my grandmother.
I'll be darned.
That's a Utah story.
Yeah, folks. Cleon Skousen, Hugh Nibley, several of the real scholars and thinkers in Utah have all been my associates or my friends. I should say my friends. And I can tell stories about Brigham Young and your family. How's that?
There you go.
Right now, again, I'm praying with this Arctic air that people listening become aware of this other issue I identified and I paid the price for. But it's really sweet to be able to talk to you about the towers. Again, they were my buildings. When they came down, they not only assassinated those people, but they assassinated me. In fact, I was very blessed that a few of my friends that were working in the building were not there that day. And that's another story. They were told not to show up at work.
Wow. You sir, are going to finally have an audience. With President Trump for 8 years, you are going to have an audience. You're going to have people that listen to you and people in power that listen to you. Because yours is you're an eyewitness to what happened. And you know things and you understand things that have not been given an audience. So you've got that audience and you're reaching thousands of people right now. You know, what you're saying right now is affecting people. You know, I feel now the way I did. I remember when Captain Russ Wittenberg called me back in around 2006. I couldn't believe it. You know, he called me and he said, you know, it's an amazing story that I piloted those planes. And when I saw the baloney that was offered as an explanation, I said, this is impossible. This is impossible. These planes don't do that. And it's wonderful that you guys, Russ Wittenberg, by the way, folks, I don't see the exact details, but he's running for Congress in Arizona. I don't know when his campaign was, it might be a current campaign or one that was recent, but you can find Russ Wittenberg for Congress in Arizona. So Captain Wittenberg is out there, you know, doing his part, and so are you, Tom, in Utah.
Well, here's another kicker. I was in the Air National Guard. I had to deal. We dealt with mock airplane crashes and fires, and I know those airplanes, real or not, could not have done any real serious damage to that structure. I know the structure, for Pete's sake.
Right.
There's no way a piece of aluminum is going to go through it.
Guess who else knows the structure from an engineering point of view? Donald John Trump. If you read the story of how Donald Trump participates in building things like the Trump Tower in Chicago, it's currently 98 stories. On 9/11, Donald Trump, he was watching, he was meeting with the engineer and the architect for that 98-story building. And he said to him, the building was scheduled to be not 98 stories, but to be the tallest building on earth. And Donald Trump right there and then said, we got to scale it back because he would be building the next target if he built the tallest on earth. So he instead built this immense 98-story building. And in fact, if you live on the 98th story of Trump's tower in Chicago, that's the highest residence in the world. Until there was some goofy named tower somewhere in the Middle East that's some kind of weird looking building that, you know.
Now, James and the caller, 911 is the ultimate cover up in the history of human history. And having Donald Trump as a potential can opener to spill the beans on this, that explains a whole lot of hysteria from, you know, all the people have been so hysterical. Oh my God, Donald Trump's in charge. He might close the southern border, but it's even worse if, you know, 911 truth comes out, and basically the entire world political system as we know it will unravel right before our eyes.
Yeah, and now, Tom, well, you know, we got a break coming up here shortly, and we just have a few minutes after that. Do you have more you'd like to add? I'd love to hear more from you. Have you got a couple more stories you can tell us after the break?
Well, I know that the attack on the trade towers was an attack on the whole banking fraud. In other words, a cover-up.
If you will stay on, Tom, we'd be honored to hear from you for a few more minutes as we close the show. Stay tuned, folks.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Some might call me a good time fella.
And I'll tell you, the line of work of Russ Wittenberg and these other men we've been talking about takes a diploma, all right? It takes more than a diploma. But I'm with Merle Haggard. My goodness, we just got one segment left here. And we're very privileged to have Tom in Utah with us. Tom, I want to get a comment or two from you to close our show on anything you want to talk about. It's a privilege to have you here. But before we do that, I want to just give our audience a forward look into the show on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. Boy, what do we got coming up here, folks? We've got 14 days till Christmas. Whew. We got 40 days until the inauguration. Tuesday, we're going to have Donald Trump live in West Dallas, Wisconsin, on his Thank You America tour, flying there in that Boeing 757, and Russ Wittenberg flew. And Thursday, December 15th, Donald Trump will be in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Then the next day, Friday, in Orlando, Florida. And the next day, Saturday, in Mobile, Alabama. Look out for that Mobile event. That is going to have one big crowd. And let's go back now to Tom in Utah. Tom, any thoughts you want to express to your big audience?
Well, for me, it's not so much how the buildings were brought down. I know that. I know that wasn't a few Saudis that were in airplanes that couldn't even fly anything. But the real issue for me is why. What was going on in those buildings that had to be erased from the public's view? That is the heartbeat of the core of the data processing, contract signing, and all of that. That's the processing center for the stock exchange and for the major banking institutions. And some of my friends and relatives that were working in the building were starting to tell me about their concerns about the fraud that they were seeing face-to-face.
Wow.
And when the buildings went down, I knew that the primary issue was to cover up the theft. And they had to eliminate the people who processed those contracts.
Wow.
So the timing of that to hit the, you know, to take the buildings down at the prime hour when that whole building is at full complement, that's the best way to erase the people with the memory of the transactions. And that was curious, and I hate to say this, but my second cousin, who was a broker for the Vatican working there in the towers, he told me after the towers went down, I called him desperately to see if he was alive. He said, Tom, I was told not to go to work that day. The broker for the Vatican was told not to show up. Tell me what's going on.
I believe it.
Wow. Well, the owner was a fine gentleman named Larry Silverstein.
Oh, what a wonderful man.
What a wonderful man. We'll talk about him in a future show. Tom, it's been a privilege to have you.
Sorry to steal the time from the other callers, but please look at gassingamerica.com and get that word out to the people who are being insulted and injured right now by the cabinet of Johnson, Bush, and Clinton.
Thank you, Tom. We'll do that. We'll see you all again. We'll meet up here at the clubhouse tomorrow. See you then.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.